been a force in women's tennis since she played her first pro match at age 14. And she's credited with bringing a new level of power and athleticism to the game. But now Venus Williams is gaining a foothold in a different kind of arena, the world of fashion.
That would be really pretty in the right colors.
Yeah, especially lightening up the dark spots.
Mm-hmm.
Working in her Jupiter, Florida studio with veteran designer Barbara Clark Ruiz, Williams has created a line of activewear with, no surprise, plenty of tennis outfits.
Is this one you would wear yourself?
Yeah, this is the one I've been wearing at the moment.
Do you have any rules for what you think looks good in an athletic outfit?
Well, my one rule is if I wouldn't wear it, I can't expect anyone else to. So if I don't like it, I can't expect someone else to like it.
Williams has been known for her sense of style since the days she sported beads in her braids. And she managed to earn a college degree in fashion, even as she pursued her tennis career. As the name of her apparel company underscores, Venus Williams has never taken a hit or miss approach to anything.
Your clothing line is called 11. Where did that name come from?
11 stands for being better than the 10. So it just represents bringing your absolute best no matter what the circumstances are.
It was a lesson she learned early in life. She grew up in a drug and crime-plagued area of Compton, California. Her parents saw tennis as a way out for their children.
Growing up with the whole world watching you, was that a certain level of pressure?
My parents never told us we had to win. They would say, if you don't like it, come on off the court. You never have to play. But we wanted to play. Of course, I think they wanted us to play. You get the drift. There was never pressure.
When you were just a child, your father predicted that you and your sister would be number one and number two in the world. Were you aware that he'd said that? And did you think, well, okay, if he said it, we're going to do it?
And he would always tell us that. So it was like the most positive brainwash you could ever meet in your life. Honestly, it's a perfect storm because you can't imagine that two sisters could play at such a high level and that would actually happen.
Venus and her younger sister, Serena, have both been ranked number one in the world. They often played against each other in title matches, like the 2001 U.S. Open. But Venus says she never minded if Serena beat her.
I think at the end of the day, I would rather, I don't want to lose, I'd rather not say that. But I will say that I would rather see her glow to glory than perhaps another player.
Her own career has been one for the books. 7 Grand Slam singles titles, 4 Olympic gold medals, 1 in singles and 3 in doubles with her sister. But in recent years, Venus Williams has been plagued with an autoimmune disease called Sjogren's syndrome, which, among other things, can lead to fatigue.
Has it affected your play?
Yes, unfortunately. Sjogren's has affected my whole life. You know, I think it's taken a lot away from me that I would have had. But I don't feel bad for that because it's something I've had to go through and I can't change it.
Good morning or afternoon.
And yet, in addition to her clothing business, Williams also has an interior design company.
So this is the entry, so right as you come in. And then this is the more casual, the family room, if you will, area.
She and her team have created sleek and polished looks for hotels, condos, even the Tavis Smiley Show set. Her company is called V-Star Interiors because her full name is Venus Ebony Star Williams.
So you didn't want it to be Venus Williams Design?
No, not really, because I think it's important that it stands on its own, and even long after there's someone 1,000 times better than I ever could have been, it'll still be a design company and not that old tennis player, you know what I mean? So that was important to me.
Today at age 33, Venus Williams is ranked number 32 in the world. And despite her two design companies and her physical struggles, She says she's still not ready to give up the game she loves so much.
How much longer do you expect to play?
That's up in the air, how long I'm going to play. Obviously, 2016 Olympics is on my radar, and then evaluate after that. If I'm terrible, you just call me, pull me aside, and say, V, it's over. And then, you know, I'll, you know, turn in my paper that day. But as long as I'm good, as long as it's fun, and as long as I can, then I will.